guys. That was Mogwai Helicon 1. An awesome song. You should listen to other songs by this artist. They're all very atmospheric and vibey. And before that, we did Territorial Pissings by Nirvana. Have you heard of them? Yeah, that song is one of my favorite go-to, like, mad songs. You know, when, like, you're mad at the world or, you know, anything. You just put that on and just jam. Before that, it was Sampha's Treasure from the soundtrack of Beautiful Boy 2018. Great movie. I would probably say like a solid 4 out of 5 stars for me. And yeah, it is currently 4:01 a.m. And I think we're good. This is Two Close Girls. I'm Kylie. And TR is sitting across from me. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And, yeah, we're just gonna put on some nice Rivendell. So let's get it going. Good night, guys. Have a great, great night. Be safe. Yeah.
Sometimes, but we're gonna find it and we're gonna survive this. Snapping for a supper in the middle of winter, you're across of a storm in a calm blue sea. But you're my girl and you're kin to me. We'll be right back.
Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
You can try, but you can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try, but you can't cover it up. You feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try, but you can't cover it up.
Get higher so we can't get it. they're out. So in, so out. Look, with so many of you, hell, you got so easy to find. So sick of love, and I got so sick of that.
Son, and my days of parenting are never ever done. So give me He was a real strange dude. When he got out of the joint, he didn't make new friends. Figured, what's the point? Thank you.
It's 4:29 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November the 10th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4. I'm going to have to fire myself. I'm not getting here. It seems like I'm getting here later every Sunday. And I keep forgetting it's getting cold out there. And I got to scrape ice off the windshield before I can go anywhere. And so that slows me down and everything else. But anyway, we're here. Sorry. We're going to get as much of the sports news in this final half hour as we possibly can. And next Sunday, I'm promising. Maybe I shouldn't promise. I'm going to do better getting here on time, closer to 4 o'clock anyway. Okay, so let's get right into college football yesterday. Ohio State 73, Maryland 14, LSU 46, and Alabama 41. Saw that game. And LSU and Alabama, if they're looking for national titles, they're going to have to improve their defenses. And Alabama might have done a lot better if their quarterback wasn't limping around on a bad ankle that was just operated on, about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. Anyway, it was a good game. I think with a healthy quarterback, Alabama might have pulled that game out. Minnesota, upset. Minnesota ranked number 17, defeated Penn State ranked number 4. Had the upset on there and then put the scores on. Anyway, Minnesota defeated Penn State. Clemson 53, North Carolina State 10, Georgia 27, Missouri zip, Oklahoma 42, Iowa State 41, Florida 56, Vanderbilt 0, Baylor 29, TCU 23. That game went three. Count them, three overtimes. Wisconsin 24, Iowa 22, Notre Dame 38, Duke 7. Upset. Unranked Texas defeated Kansas State, ranked number 16, 27-24. Virginia Tech upset. The Virginia Tech defeated Wake Forest, ranked number 19, 36-17. Cincinnati 48, UConn 3. Boise State 20, upset. No, I'm sorry. Boise State 20, Wyoming 17. That was an overtime game. And SMU 59, East Carolina 51. So that was it in college basketball. College basketball will be coming on pretty soon. Matter of fact, they already played some. Some of the top teams have already played some games already. I don't have those scores. Sorry about that. Anyway, we'll be having college basketball before you know it. Let's go to the NBA yesterday. Celtics 135, the Spurs 115, Pelicans 115, the Hornets 110, Thunder 114, the Warriors 108, the Rockets 117, and the Bulls 94, and the Mavs 138, and the Grizzlies 122. In that Celtics game, Theis got 8 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. Tatum got 19 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Haywood got 9 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and a block. He didn't play much. Hopefully nothing has happened. But it might be just because the bench came in and played so well. Walker got 26 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, and a block. Jaylen Brown had one of the best games of his career. 30 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. That's probably why Haywood didn't have to play much. G. Williams didn't score, but he got 3 rebounds and 4 assists, no steals, and 2 blocks. Ojale played, but he did not score. R. Williams got 11 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, no steal, and 6 blocks. Bill Russell somewhere smiling. Poirier did not score. Wanamaker got 7 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Edwards got 3 points and a rebound. Marcus Smart, 16 points, captain of the second team. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. And Green got 6 points, no rebounds, and assists. Right now, Celtics are 7-1. They are in first place, won 7 games in a row after losing their opening game. Raptors are in second place, 6-2, 1 game behind. The Heat and the Bucks are tied for third place, a game and a half back with a 6-3 record. 76ers are in fourth place, 5 wins and 3 losses, 2 games back. Pacers, 5-4, 2.5 games back. And the Nets, 4-4, 500 mark, 3 games back. And yeah, there are other teams in the division as well, but well, they aren't in contention right now, so until they get into the top 8, we'll just omit them. West, the Lakers are 7-1 with an 8.75 ERA. Nuggets 6-2, 750 ERA, 1 game back. Rockets 6-3, a game and a half back. Clippers 6-3, a game and a half back. The Jazz 6-3, a game and a half back. And the Mavs 6-3, a game and a half back. Suns 5-3, 2 games back. And the Timberwolves 5-3, 2 games behind. And so, that's the way it is right now in the NBA. Excuse me. 437 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Promising to get here early, or maybe just get here on time. That'd be nice. Next Sunday. Okay, where are we going next, Donnelly? Okay, as I had said in an earlier program, I'm looking for great things from the Celtics this year, primarily because these young guys have a lot of just natural physical potential. They can shoot, they can run, they can play defense. They're a good passing team. I'm probably the best athletic team the Celtics have ever had in the history of the Boston Celtics in the NBA. I can't think of a more athletic team. Last year's team, very athletic as well, but I think moving guys like Theis into the starting rotation instead of coming off the bench has been helping. Kemba Walker is, you know, certainly very close, if not better, than than Kyrie Irving, and doesn't seem to have all of the mental problems that Irving had. Irving wanted to be a leader, and he found out, hey, there's a lot of responsibility going with leadership that goes with leadership, and that obviously impacted him and his game. And he said that the loss of his grandfather during the season also didn't help. But anyway, that was then, this is now. And like I said, this team is deep, and all they lack is experience. And I think they can hold their own. And we haven't even mentioned Taco Fall, who may be the next best thing coming into the NBA since who knows who. But anyway, we're going to see how things progress. Right now, they're looking really good. Everybody seems to be buying into the Coach Stevens method of playing the game. Okay, 4:40 here on WNFL in Medford. I don't have a whole lot of time left, so let's keep going. National Hockey League. The Islanders 2 and the Panthers 1. Lightning 5 and the Sabres 3. Canadiens 3 and the Kings 2. The Senators 4 and the Hurricanes 3. Penguins 3 and the Blackhawks 2. That was a shootout. Capitals 5 and the Golden Knights 2. The Wild 4 and the Coyotes 3. Avalanche 4 and the Blue Jackets 2. The Blues 3 and the Flames 2. And the Sharks 2 and the Predators 1. That was also a shootout. There's a game here. I can't even read my own writing. It looks like F-L-E-Y-S. Who could that be? Oh, maybe that's the Maple Leafs. Nope, it's not the Maple Leafs, is it? Whoever they are, they beat the Maple Leafs 3-2. Okay, Bruins didn't play last night, but they are 11-3 with two and they have 24 points. They're 2 games up on the Leafs, who are 9-5-4 with 22 points. Canadiens 9-5-3 with 20 points, and the Sabres 9-6-2 also with 20 points. So there you go. It's 4:42 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we are multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, November 10th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from close to 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock talking sports. Ooh, I don't know if I gave you our phone number. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to get your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-9636. And I got to do some organizing here as far as our equipment is concerned. So we'll put on this recording and I'll be right back. That's a promise, not a threat. Okay, it is 4:52 here on WMFO in Medford. Okay, I had my worst week picking the NFL games last week. And yet I'm still holding on to first place. I guess it was an upset type week and everybody had problems last week. But anyway, I am in first place. 86 wins, 48 losses. Scott's climbed into second place. 82 wins, 52 losses. Kenny has slipped to third place. 80 wins and 54 losses. David is in fourth place. 79 wins and 55 losses. And two back is Bill, 77 wins and 57 losses. Okay, let's see. Okay, this week began on Thursday night with the Raiders. This is week 10. The Raiders defeated the Chargers 26-24, and I had that one. I believe Bill had the Chargers, and I'm not really sure who anybody else had. But this week, I got the Bears over the Lions. I got the Ravens over the Bengals. I've got the Bills over the Browns. I've got the Packers over the Panthers. I got the Saints over the Falcons. Giants over the Jets, Bucks over the Cardinals, they got the Chiefs over the Titans, I got the Colts over the Dolphins, the Rams over the Steelers, Cowboys over the Vikings, and on Monday night, I got the 49ers over the Seahawks. Bill has he had the Chargers, so that was a loss for him. He's got the Lions, Ravens, Bills, Panthers, Saints, Giants, Bucks, Chiefs, Colts, Rams, Vikings, and the Seahawks. Seahawks, I guess, is his upset pick over the undefeated 49ers. Okay, what can I say? It hasn't been said already. Patriots should benefit. Patriots should benefit by this bye week. Mohamed Sanu looked really good last week. Sorry that we lost Gordon to the Seahawks, who I guess they say he may play. He may play in today's game against who are they playing? Forgot now. Oh no, he's got an extra day. He's got the 49ers coming up on Monday night, so we'll see what happens there. Saints are still looking good. Breeze is back. Mahomes is supposed to be back for the Chiefs today. So that should keep them in the race for the Super Bowl. The Bills, I'm still not sure. Are they for real or not? Who are they battling today? The Bills are over. I got the Bills over the Browns. And that may not be a real test case as to how good they are, how you know, how well they play, if they're really a contender. I could have been a contender. And so the Patriots, barring any further major injuries or problems or whatever, need to probably to work on their running game. But I don't see any team with a sensational run-stopping game in the AFC. So it should get them into the playoffs. Like I said, barring any further injuries. They've been using one of their linebackers, I believe, in the backfield as a blocking fullback. And so far, it worked well. So, Bruins are in first place. Celtics are in first place. Patriots in first place. I guess what more can we ask? Okay, time to put the wraps on this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We are going to be bringing you this week and right up through the end of the month a special Thanksgiving program. I don't think we've done it for a whole month for quite a while. Anyway, and there's going to be some new music in there as well. But the program is entitled Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving. So you stay tuned for that. We have some fantastic Thanksgiving music coming your way. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week. And the Lord will see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. I'm going to do my best to get here at 4 a.m. I have to set the clock for, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it takes to get me here, I'm going to do my best to get here. So you can have a full hour of sports talk here on WMFO 91.5 on your FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. And multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way.